Now, there is this idea, it's been hanging around for a while, that if we actually understand how much of a resource we're using, and especially if we're getting charged for the amount of that resource that we're using, that we will just naturally conserve. Well, that claim is both verified and denied by an impromptu study done in Switzerland. A Swedish housing company recently conducted a controlled experiment at its properties. Now, they own 1,800 apartments in two areas of Stockholm. Now, each apartment was a part of a block, typically about 80 houses that was connected to a group meter to measure the amount of energy that was being used, electricity, by that group of 80 houses. Now, that was included in the rent. Recently, they switched half of their apartments to individually metered electrical programs so that they would have to pay for the electricity that they used based on the amount of electricity. The other half got their electricity free as part of their rent. Now, the expectation was that the electricity use would drop, especially in those metered apartments, once the tenants realized that they would have to pay for the amount that they were using. And it kind of worked. The top 20% of electricity users reduced their usage so much that it dropped power usage across the properties by 24%. However, the vast majority of tenants didn't change their electricity usage at all. And when we dig down into the information, it becomes even more interesting. When the program was first announced, the block meters dropped about 6%. When the meters were actually installed, the block meters dropped another 12%. And when the first bills actually arrived, the block meters dropped another 6%. Chibert, I'm going to kick this over to you because you actually deal with this. This is exactly your expertise on the islands. You're setting up a smart grid. You are monitoring. You're helping to design the software and the hardware that's going to do this for all the native islanders. What are we to think about this? That some people don't change their energy consumption no matter what. Some people will once they realize they're getting charged. And others just need a nudge to let them know exactly how much they're using. What's your take?
Well, I think a lot of this is you do things and you get hit by unintended consequences. So like, for instance, the U.S. Department of Defense for base housing started doing individual meters on every houses. And what they wanted to do was, okay, let's be fair. You know, dependents normally don't have to pay for their electricity. So they said, okay, we're going to set a baseline for your residents. And we're only going to charge you for anything above and beyond the baseline. So the unintended consequence is all of a sudden everybody started leaving their air conditioners and, you know, appliances on all day to drive up their baseline so that they would never be charged. Well, darn. Several universities have also rolled out meters. So like, for instance, the University of Hawaii in Saunders Hall, we actually have meters on every floor. And the intent was we're going to run a power conservation contest, and there's actually prizes and all that. And wow, the power savings numbers were breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. But once the contest was over and there was no carrot, all this, you know, the power went right back up. It didn't go all the way back up, but so forth. Unintended consequences. People have this habit of, you know, they're going to use what they use. That's, you know, that's always going to happen. Then we're going to have people that say, hey, I need it. I'm going to keep using it. I'm not going to do anything. And then there's going to be folks that I'm using a ton of electricity. Oh, wow. Now I've got to pay for it. Okay. So I'm going to drop it. So, you know, I'm actually thinking, you know, this is a great setup for Padre to do a know-how episode. There's a thing called a kilowatt. You know, it's a little plug. You plug it in, and it has LEDs on it and tells you how much power you're using. But there's an Indiegogo, instructables on how to add an Arduino micro or something like that into a kilowatt so that your kilowatt can tweet how much power you're using. Padre, I think you need to do a know-how on using Cayenne with a whole bunch of kilowatts or something like that to measure aggregate power use in, say, a kitchen or a living room or whatever. What do you think? Know-how episode?
I would love to do that. That's a very cool application of something that is actually useful information to aggregate. But it brings up a further question for me, which is Do you think how many people would actually reduce their energy consumption if they knew exactly how much energy they were consuming? Because most of us don't. Either we don't see the bill, or it's wrapped up into our rent, or we don't actually have a way to relate how much we're using versus how much other people are using. I'm wondering if gamification works here. Have you seen that, Chibert, on the island experiment?
Yeah.
Do people start reducing their expenditure of energy once they realize how high theirs is versus, say, their neighbor?
Yeah, and actually, one thing that I saw that just tickled me is there's this one corporation where they have a big warehouse and they covered the whole warehouse roof with solar panels. And so they're doing net metering. And the owner of the company actually runs around and tells people, stop using energy, stop using energy. The meter's going to run forward pretty soon instead of backwards. Yeah, kind of gaming the whole system. And then, you know, of course, with PV, this has been a trend. A lot of people are trying to drive their bill to zero or drive their bill positive. They want the power company to pay them money. So, yeah, I think as people know how much they're using, especially in comparison to their neighbor or their peers, yeah, a lot of this whole game, I've got to do one-upsmanship. That's a pretty big deal, and it's very – seems to be effective. It was certainly effective at the University of Hawaii. So maybe we need, you know, maybe a cheaper version of what we're showing on the screen now. But let's use Cayenne so we can compare a whole bunch of them on a dashboard. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm actually down for that. But there is another corollary to this, which is the conservation of energy and the use of energy is, well, we could actually apply it to the conservation of bandwidth, the usage of bandwidth. Curtis, I want to throw this over to you because I'm wondering if you were to do this sort of experiment in the United States, but not with energy, but with the amount of data that you use. I mean, most of us are already pretty data conscious when it comes to our mobile devices, but not so much when it comes to how much we're consuming at home. Do you think it's the same? Is there a direct comparison between gamifying the usage of electricity and gamifying the usage of bandwidth, or is that just completely different?
You know, I tend to think that it's going to be different, although we're going into an era when I think we're going to get an answer to your question, because what we're seeing is a growing number of broadband providers, Charter, Cox, all of the majors that have started putting what amount to caps on the different tiers of their service. You know, if you have a particular tier of service, a particular bandwidth, then you get so much communication, so much data that passes per month before you first get a nasty gram and then start getting additional fees. So I think to this point, pretty much everyone in the U.S. has considered data to be free when it comes to their home broadband. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to usage patterns as they start being dinged for the data usage. It's interesting because the only time I've ever gotten a nasty gram was when I switched over to doing cloud backup. And the first month that I was seeding the backup for an entire hard disk, I got this note from my cable provider suggesting that if this was going to continue, I might want to go to a higher tier of service. But I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And it gets into all kinds of ramifications, because what happens then to how the people programming the content play with where it sits during the month? Do they want to make sure that pieces that are likely to get more viewership go earlier in the month so that they slide in below all of these caps rather than waiting until late in the month when people might be toning things down to make sure they conserve their bandwidth? We don't know what the implications are going to be, but it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be watched by people in an entirely broad range of the spectrum in terms of job function. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, actually. And I like that approach. I like that approach of taking a more holistic view of our usage of resources, including power and bandwidth. And by the way, we have many people in the chat room who are pointing out that those are actually very closely related. I mean, when you fire a packet out in the internet or when you receive a stream, it's not magically going from that server to you. It's crossing across multiple data centers, across a lot of different equipment that's all sucking down power. But back to the data example, it's interesting because I ran into the same problem that you did. At one point, my Outlook PSTs were stored in a OneDrive, and every time Outlook touched them, it wanted to re-upload them. Well, that was 15 gigabytes of data every single time I opened up Outlook. And I didn't know that. I had no meter that actually told me that that was happening every time I did that. And then, of course, those files would be downloaded to all the other computers I had OneDrive. And at one point, I had used up a petabyte of data in a week. And I didn't even get a note from my ISP. It was something that I had to pick up on my own equipment. And I'm wondering, and Chibert, I'm going to throw this back over to you. Can you have that effect if you let people know what their usage patterns are doing? If someone realizes that leaving three Netflix streams on at all times just because he likes background noise will affect the service that his neighbor gets, is that likely to change his or her mind about what they do with that bandwidth?
You know, jury's out. I know a lot of people, especially in high rises, where they really don't care what their effect is on other users. You know, just look at Wi-Fi and how everybody goes and cranks it up to full blast. And even when apartment managers have sent around notes to people saying, you know, just crank it down just a little bit, completely ignored. I think it really and truly, all that matters is person number one. And if it affects you, something's going to happen. If it's affecting your neighbors, depends on how much you like those neighbors. Well, who knows?
It's kind of sad, actually, but it's true. Now, who knows? Maybe at one point we won't need a legislative solution to this. People will just decide to be responsible with the amount of bandwidth that they use, although I'm not really holding my breath.